You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 324, Genesis and Ancient Texts. Today's challenge. Genesis can't be the Word of God because it borrows from pagan texts. Today's defense. God can interact with pagan works if he chooses. Proposed parallels between the Old Testament and pagan sources are often exaggerated. Other times, they may be due to independent development. When a parallel is not coincidence, it's possible both the biblical and the pagan authors are drawing from a common lost source. In some cases, a pagan author may draw from a biblical one. However, there are cases where the biblical authors respond to or borrow from pagan ones. The Catholic attitude towards such interactions with pagan literature was expressed by Pius XII, who said, "If, however, the ancient sacred writers have taken anything from popular narrations, and this may be conceded, it must never be forgotten that they did so with the help of divine inspiration, through which they were rendered immune from any error in selecting and evaluating those documents." Humanae Generis 38. Ultimately, condemning something just because it had a pagan origin is to commit the genetic fallacy, according to which a thing is judged by its sources rather than by its merits. There is no reason that God, and the inspired authors of Scripture, can't interact with pagan sources. In fact, to protect Israel against polytheism, responding to pagan ideas would be wise. Consequently, we see the author of Genesis doing this. It's not immediately obvious to us, not being familiar with ancient pagan culture, but it leapt out at the original audience. For example, Genesis 1 describes God making the sun and the moon, but it does not refer to them by their names. It describes them simply as lights, saying, "God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night." Genesis 1:16. The reason is the sun and the moon were popularly worshipped as deities, and using their names could have conveyed the impression that the supreme God made the solar and lunar deities. By referring to them as lights, the author of Genesis subverts and corrects this. The message is, the sun and the moon are just lights, not deities. Don't worship them.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.